Redditors who have seen a UFO, Bigfoot or any other mythological creature. What is your story and how did the people you know react to your story? Okay, so I have a story that happened to me and my friends. To set the scene, we were on a Boy Scout camping slash shooting trip. There were 20 to 30 of us. We were in a little cabin thing with windows on the front and back, and a front and back door. There were wooden tables all around the area. The adult cabin, with the bathroom, was about an eighth of a mile down a gravel road in the dark. There was obviously a buddy system, because it's Boy Scouts. So it's around midnight, and everyone had been telling scary stories, like normal camping trips. Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and asked my friend to come along. He said sure, and he got our knives. We knew that there were bears in the woods, and it made us feel safer. Well, we went to the bathroom, and began our walk back. This is where it got scary. I felt an instinctual, not sure if that's the right word, fear. I looked to my friend, and he had the same look as me. We begin to walk a little faster, and unfold our pocket knives. I then turn around, and see it. It looked similar to a cat, but it was 6 feet tall, and was on its hind legs, kinda hunched over. I freaked the heck out, and started running. My friend sees it too, and we sprint back to the cabin. It began making a moaning slash howling noise. It was somewhere between the two, and followed us slowly. We pound on the door, and the guys let us in. We tell them what we saw, and they actually believed us. So we lock the front door, and look at the back door. It had no lock. We pushed a table up against it, and had a kid there with his knife, for safety. We draw the blinds on all the windows that had them, one of them didn't, and we sat there, with all the lights on. Then we see the eyes outside of the windows without blinds. We all are shitting ourselves, and the thing slowly walked to the back door. We heard it bumping up against it, maybe trying to open it, we think. It then left, but we still thought we were going to die. No one slept. When the adults came to wake us up, we told them and they laughed and said we were making it up. We know it happened, even if they don't believe us. Just realized how long this is, and that no one will read it. Oh well. I've lived out in the middle of nowhere for about 10 years. I'm a smoker, and a night owl. I smoke outside. So I've seen some strange things. Distant points of light changing course and shooting off at extreme speeds. Probably meteorites deflecting off the atmosphere? I really don't think a visiting intelligence would have lights on a spacecraft. I've seen several instances of things like this. Maybe a dozen or so times. But the one thing I've seen, that gave me chills and baffled me was a black oblong object, think cylinder slash thermos, floating through the sky. It was darker than the night sky behind it, utterly silent, and maybe I'm misremembering, but I recall the night being completely silent too. No crickets, no cicadas. Just silence. This was in the middle of summer. I told my family, and they just shrugged their shoulders. I was camping in the Rockies and was stargazing and spotting satellites. I found a satellite and tracked it for a while. Eventually, it halted and switched directions. No one believes me, but I saw it. No, I wasn't high slash drunk slash tripping. It was a very clear night, and I was sober. Maybe there is another explanation, but that night it was an unidentifiable flying object to me. Cool, been waiting for something like this. I saw a series of UFOs for about a week. It was all I could talk about. They looked like satellites but moved. I can't even explain it well. The best way to say would be fireflies, but that doesn't do it justice. Anyway, I got labeled as the UFO guy and much humors was found at my expense. 2 weeks or so later we had our annual family reunion camping trip and around the fire the UFO guy humor started. 2 minutes or so into the amazingly funny jokes, a UFO exactly like I had been talking about flew directly overhead. With as much douchebaggery as I could possibly muster, I pointed up and said just like that right there. Dead silence vindicated and no more UFO jokes. Quick at work edit, I am very skeptical about UFO sightings overall. 99% of the time while cool they can be explained by something very boring. I like to think with the vastness of the universe we aren't alone, but who knows. I have seen probably hundreds of satellites in my life. Emo, these were not satellites. Whatever this was swarmed like bees or fireflies. I hate to say it, but to me it looked like there was intelligence behind the movements. Also, satellites that I know of and have seen in the past do not accelerate and decelerate at phenomenal speeds. I am not saying aliens. I am saying I have no idea. Black Project, new not public tech, something that was pretty damn cool. I'll go into more description after I get home from work if anyone is interested. Edit cuz my first popular post among all accounts. The first night it happened, I waited about 5 minutes just to make sure it wasn't something that could easily be dismissed, and then started yelling like a 4-year-old who had too much candy for my wife to come out. She wasn't fast enough, so I ran inside yelling like a moron, woke up all the kids and drugged the wife outside. Her response was something like, "That's neat, I don't know what it is either, but all the kids are awake and I can tell you are going to sit and watch while I deal with them." The nights after that her response was, "Yup, neat, don't you dare wake up the kids." As far as pictures, my SLR, camcorder, and multiple phones could see anything. I tried messing with the SLR to get pics, but all I accomplished was making the wife mad cause her pics turned out horrible after that.